Welcome to Brian Health Podcast. I'm Melanie Cole, and joining me today to talk about the High Risk and Cancer Prevention Clinic is Teresa King. She's an advanced practice nurse practitioner with Brian Cancer Program and the April Sampson Cancer Center. She sees patients through Brian's survivorship and high risk cancer prevention clinics. Teresa, thank you so much for joining us today. Let's jump right in with some ways that we can all reduce our cancer risk, because I think that's the best place to start.
Thank you so much for letting me come and talk about this. I'm very passionate about this topic. Some of the things to reduce cancer risk: maintaining your weight by eating well, lots of fruits and vegetables, decreasing your processed foods, healthy diet is really important. And then exercising, it doesn't have to be at a gym. It doesn't have to be any prescribed activity. We would like you to eventually get to 30 minutes of moderate to high intensity physical activity, as there is a reduction in cancer risk with that activity level. Decreasing your alcohol intake and smoking cessation has all been associated with decreased cancer risks. Making sure that you're protecting yourself from the sun, using sunscreen on a regular basis, getting your wellness checks and your normal screening for ages, as well as your immunizations.
Those are all great tips and really important for us all to hear. Now, I'd like you to tell us about the High Risk and Cancer Prevention Clinic at Brian. What can someone expect? Who is this for?
So the Brian High Risk and Cancer Prevention Clinic is really designed for individuals who are at high risk for any type of cancer, including breast, colon, ovarian, and other cancers. This is something that we do for those that we have established a risk factor based on genetics, family or personal history, radiological examinations such as mammograms, or low-dose CT scans. So we provide at this clinic physical exam. We go over a personalized risk assessment and do a screening plan based on what their individual risks are, and then share that with the individual and their primary care provider.
So this is a very comprehensive, all-inclusive clinic, really. It sounds like, as far as tests and screening and counseling, which I think is so important, as you mentioned, genetic risk. Tell us a little bit about the genetic portion of this, and if it runs in your family, or if you have certain genes, how are you helping? What is the counseling like?
So we have a genetic counselor that we can refer our patients to, that can go through and do pre and post counseling visits, as well as their actual genetic assessment. And it is a blood draw that we do if you qualify for this service based on family and personal risk. And then based on those results, we build up their individual care plan based on guidelines for what follow-up screening they need to have done.
Well, what are some of the factors that might need additional screening? Can you give us some risk factors that are inclusive for a high-risk clinic?
When we look at risks such as breast cancer risk, some of the risk factors for that include high-density breasts or a genetic gene mutation such as BRCA1 or BRCA2. We look at their mammograms, their MRIs to see that. And then, of course, family history with families who have had cancer in the past or different hereditary factors that can make them higher risk.
I think it's important for all of us to know our risk. So tell us a little bit about the resources available on your website.
There's an online personal risk assessment that you can go on to the Brian website and check your own personal risk based on risk for breast cancer, lung cancer, colon cancer, that walks you through step by step a process. And if those trigger that you are high risk, there is the number for us to be able to talk to you over the phone.
That's such great information and resources for people that are worried. And so tell us about making an appointment. And is this self-referred? Do they have to go through their primary care provider? How can someone make an appointment?
They can go through their primary care provider or their other providers. or they can self-refer. We have our Brian Cancer Program one number that they can call at 402-481-7900. And there will be a person that you speak to. There's no computerized process with this, so you'll speak to a live person who can answer your questions and set you up with an appointment to talk about your risks or any other cancer referrals.
That's fantastic for patients in the Brian community. Give us your final thoughts, Teresa. What would you like people to know about the High Risk and Cancer Prevention Clinic at Brian and the best ways, your best advice to reduce that risk of cancers?
Yeah, I think that making sure that you are empowered and taking charge of your own health is so important with decreasing risks for cancer and other health problems that are out there. Keeping up with your lifestyle, being an advocate for yourself is so very important. Talking with your primary care provider to see if there's anything further that you can do to help decrease your cancer risks, and call if you have any questions at all.
Thank you so much, Teresa, for joining us today and telling us about the High Risk and Cancer Prevention Clinic. And for more information, you can call 402-481-7900 with any questions about cancer risk or diagnosis and treatment. And for more information, you can also visit brianhealth.org/high risk. That concludes this episode of Brian Health Podcast. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for joining us today.